weekend, but this weekend, because this weekend, what's happening this weekend?
It's Eurovision.
The rest of us are cut like grass, but Grace, we're watching Eurovision, right? So what's happening?
Lots of people are into Eurovision.
I know.
Not as cheesy as it used to be. It's kind of getting better, but it did take a wee bit of a dip at one point.
Yeah, it did take a wee dip.
I thought throughout the week I'd let you hear some of the possible winners for this
year. Nice.
So today I thought, because we live in the UK, let us listen to the UK's version.
Okay, who is it? What's the crack?
This is who's representing us this year for Eurovision. We've got Lucy Jones, and you'll know her because she was in The X Factor when Olly Murs was in it.
Oh, right, a few years back.
Back in 2009, and she hit deadlock against Jedwards, and Jedward went through.
Is that right? Oh, my word.
So her song's a ballad. It's called Never Give Up On You, and I'm giving it a 3 out of 10. I will never give up on you. You're the one that I'm running to. Just give me your hand and hold on. Together we'll dance through this storm. Now, luckily, the UK are part of this thing called the Big Five, which means we go straight into the grand final. We don't have to go through any semifinals.
Is this like the top five countries?
Yeah, because semifinals are tomorrow and Thursday, but we get to go straight through to Saturday. It's the same with Italy, who we're going to look at now. Italy get to go straight into Saturday.
Yes!
And representing Italy is Francesco Gabbani with a song called Occidentali's Karma, which translates into West Karma. I think. Did I say it right?
I don't know. I don't speak that much Italian.
And what makes his performance that little bit different is kind of like the novelty act for this year, because his performance includes a dancing gorilla and it's got like a Gangnam Style type dance that everybody does.
Right.
And I'm going to give it a 7 out of 10. So.
I prefer that to the UK version.
It's quite up there with like who was going to win.
I've got a funny feeling that if that wins Eurovision, you're going to hear that every time you walk in an Italian restaurant for the next sort of 12 months.